television magic isn't easy to come by, especially when it's being made by mortals. But like Aunt Clara's beloved blenders, the Bewitched production had its share of mishaps. So be sharp and be ready to laugh at some of these choice moments from season two that leaves us bewildered and bewitched. They say a baby changes everything, and Tabitha's arrival sure did for the continuity guys. In My Baby the Tycoon, when Darren goes to get Tabitha a bottle, watch what happens when the nipple pops up. And what could top this one? In My Grandson the Warlock, notice the position of the car top in this scene when Sam and Darren bring the Tate baby home. And the next morning, voila.
Hi.
Oh, good morning, Mrs. Kravitz.
And there's more car trouble in the Magic Cabin. When Darren and Samantha arrive at Larry Tate's cabin, it's raining cats and dogs. But the next morning, when they go out for a drive, the windows are all the way down. Maybe they were having a dry spell? Take a look at the lamp in the episode, We're In for a Bad Spell. Missed it? Look again. It's shifted its position, and it doesn't take a newt's eye to see it. What's black and white and red all over, and over again? In the fastest gun on Madison Avenue, it's Darren's newspaper. Look here, in the kitchen, the morning after he knocks out Jolting Joe. And here again, a few days later. Apparently good news travels, and travels, and travels.
Here we go again. I'm making the front page more often than the astronauts.
And it's deja vu all over again, but this time for Tabitha. In episode 58, Phyllis gives the little deer a new toy clown, which is just like the one we first saw in episode 55. Talk about re-gifting.
What's the matter? What's the door doing here?
It leads to another room.
Over the front lawn?
Cantilevered.
We're adding a nursery.
Ah, the joy of sets. You never know what will pop up next. How else can you explain the front yard view from the Stevens' bedroom, which has always been in the back of the house?
The room hasn't been built yet.
You mean you put a door in the wall first?
How else would we get into the room to build it?
Things are not much better with the garage. Here, in Follow That Witch, somebody wasn't following along close enough. The garage where Sam catches Charlie Leach snooping around isn't hers. Yes, it might help if they had a map. And in episode 42, Take Two Aspirin, they have one. Take a look at the map, clearly of Los Angeles and the nearby Orange County, which would be helpful, but not so much when you realize that the Stevens live in Westport, Connecticut.
Anytime.
Sam, it can't go on like this.
In Baby's first paragraph, Westport's skyline is changing into another set. Just look here.
Bye, honey.
Quick, follow that crowd and look up. Could Endora be pestering Darren some more by shrinking his office space? What appears from the outside to be a 25-story structure has an elevator that only goes to the 15th floor. It's enough to give a witch a headache, which it does in episode number 65. Notice when Endora pops in on Sam with an ice pack on her head, you can spot the wires holding it up when Samantha disappears.
Endora!
When did it happen?
Just now.
I wish you could remember a little more of what that simpleton said.
And keep that ice pack handy for the floating bottle in episode 55.
It's the best.
Now, the effects guys might want cooler heads themselves when in Follow That Witch, Sam zaps the chandelier right off the chain in Charlie Leach's apartment. And the coffee table breaks in two right before the fixture actually hits it.
I don't get it.
You and your cheap deal.
Oh, for the black
And in The Leprechaun, Samantha and her new Irish pal disappear before they reach the jail cell wall.
Hey, Nutsy, I brought you some coffee.
Oh, I think I need a little nip.
Which apparently runs in the family when here in Aunt Clara's old flame, she fades out just before she goes through the wall. So if you're looking for a good time with some strings attached, look no further. Because when it comes to TV magic, it's still fondly immortalized in our hearts, as bewildering, bewitching, and be-bloopering as ever.
She's a witch!
Darren, take it from an old married man. All women are witches. If you really love her and she loves you, what's the difference?
But she's a witch, witch.
What is the matter with you?
Samantha, I'd like you to meet my boss, Larry Tate.
Charmed. I'm enchanted.
How about bewitched, Mr. Tate?
Samantha, thank you for popping in.
Oh, don't mention it. For now, I'll just disappear.